longer yesterday. I hope you had a good break. And Donnie's supposed to put it up on the... Where is Donnie? He's here? Supposed to put it up on the computer, so if you want to, please listen so you don't miss. Okay, let's begin the Gemara here. Samach Vav Amud Aleph. Okay? Amar Rabba. Let's see the Gemara. Amar Rabba. Shinui Kaine Ksiva Vitanine. Rabba said the institution of Shinui is written in the Chumash. It also is found in Mishnayos. Okay? And we discussed before Sukkos that there really are two approaches to Shinui. You can treat Shinui as a kinyan on its own, like Hagbah, like Mashicha, or you can treat Shinui as a what? As a removal of a Chiyuv what? Hashava, where the Chiyuv Hashava stops you from making a kinyan as being a goslin, but your removal of the Chiyuv Hashava is based on what? You're doing a Shinui. So the Shinui basically... Shinui basically rectifies, you take the test, Shinui basically what? Takes away the chiyuv what? Shinui takes away the chiyuv hashava, and therefore what? You're kone the item. Right? Because what was stopping you from being kone the item? The chiyuv hashava. Once you no longer have the chiyuv hashava, therefore you're kone the object. So let's please get that. We mentioned that there are two possibilities to understand how Shinui works. Is it a separate kinyan like Akbar? Like Mashiach, it's a specialized kinyan for a ganav? Or do we say no, that Shinui just gets rid of the Chiyuv Hashava, and therefore now the kinyan happens on its own? Okay? Those are two approaches we had, and if you remember correctly, we said that the Rav said it was a machloikas between Rav and Rava in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Beis regarding the case of what? Baba Machteris. If you recall that in the shiurim we had before Sukkos. Okay, we'll have to cause of that. But we had mentioned that the Rav had said that exactly was a machlikas amaroin, the two approaches to Shinui. Okay? Five. So the Gemara says that it's considered to be written in Sukkim and it's Mishnayos. Let's see inside. Ksiva v'heshiv is agzela asher gozol. Mata malom asher gozol. In kein she gozol yachzir. V'im lav domim ba'al meboy lishlumi. If you do not have to return the object because it's no longer extant anymore, because you changed it, so you have to pay. And therefore, that requirement is that you must pay. And you don't have to return the object. Oh, it's a very good pasuk. Now, obviously, what question should come in your mind when we see this Gemara? Exactly. Excellent. Why is it that you need a Mishnah for it? A pasuk's enough, it's Torah Shebichzav. Right? When we read this Gemara, we should be bothered by that. Why is there a requirement for Rabbah to see fit to quote Mishnayos? The pasuk should suffice. So the pashtus is the Teres Chaim explains, one of the great Gedolei Achronim, the Teres Chaim explains that this pasuk by itself would not be a riot, because maybe all this pasuk says is Shergazel Akzelo Davka Mosif Chomish. Maybe that you could utilize this pasuk in a different way, like Rav Chisda does later on in Samach Zayin in the next plot, that maybe the pasuk is just telling you the halacha of what? Tamalum Asher Gazal, that we're talking about a situation that what you're Mosif Chomish, in a situation where what? Where you steal and you're caught lying on the oath, and you deny that you stole it. So maybe that's goof of what the pasuk is telling me. Asher Gazal Agzil Adavka Mosif Chomish. That when you what? Asher gozel doesn't mean kain sher gozel, that there's no chiyuv hashava. But what does asher sher gozel mean? That if you lie about something that was stolen, then that's when you have a chiyuv chomish. But nowhere else. But who says that it's open to tell me the din of what? The din of shinui. Who says? So that's one shot that we could suggest why the pasuk would not suffice. Because who says this pasuk would be a source for what? For the institution of Shinui, maybe this pasuk is just telling me that you're chayav a chomish only on Zeilu. Okay? Please get that shot. That's what the Teres Chaim writes shot in this Gemara. Rashi, let's just see Rashi quickly. Rashi says, Shinui kaina, heche deshanilu biyadayim shitale, dibidi araisa vadai konin. Chime hadir, when you return a loboy la durinu biinayu, you don't have to return it then. Eladomim Mishalmi. You just have to pay cash. Kegon Semer, Wool, Basu, Begadim, Made, Begadim, Dok, Siva, the Hedge of the Tanina Chulet. Avayesh, Besafkle, Hadam, Rabbonim, Kani, Had, Yerais, and Rabbonim. Two Chidushim we should point out in this Rashi. What's the number one Chidush? Someone tell me. What's the Chidush from this Rashi? Someone tell me. What's the Chidush? Ah, Rashi says, Biadayim. We already mentioned this Rashi before Sukkot, but let us review because we quoted it and now we're up to it. Rashi seems to say, pretty befavorish, that Shinui only works when it's a Shinui Biadayim that's Konan. Shinui de Mimela, an automatic Shinui Jason, would not work. So the Ksos HaChoshin in Simin, Shin Nun Dalet Sifkot and Gimel asks on Rashi and says, how can you tell me that Shinui Mimela is not good when there is a Mishnah in Baba Kama later on a Watah? Sadi Bavum and Beis that says, what does it say, Befeirish? That if I what? What's the din in that Mishnah? What's Allah? I steal a behemoth, it gets older. I pay Kishal and Kishas. Hakzeilah. It got older. I stole it, then it got older. What do you pay? From the time that it got older, the last, second phase, or the first phase? Mishnah says the first phase. So you see, Befeirish, that what? What do you see from that Mishnah? You see from that Mishnah, even that Shinui what? Shinui Mimela is Kona. That didn't, you didn't do anything. You didn't do a Shinui Biadayim. How on earth does Rashi say Shinui Biadayim is Kona? It's mamish against our mission. And Daf Sadi Bobamez. That's the Ksois HaChoshin's Kasha. So what are the two Terutsim that we gave to answer that Kasha? What were the two Terutsim we gave to answer that Kasha? Number one is to say the following. Dave, maybe you put that, you get the fan. What's number one? What's number one answer? Let's get it. We said in the name of Reb Chaim, there are two types of Shinui. What are the two types of Shinui that we have? Reb Chaim said there are two types of Shinui. There's a Shinui Gomer, like what? Like Ethnon, right? That it becomes flour, wheat to what? Wheat to flour. That's a Shinui Gomer. That type of Shinui is Kainet. Then there's another type of Shinui that's a smaller type of Shinui, like a Shinui Kutner or a Shinui Memela. Since it's changed a little bit, you're not able to say Harei Shelcha Lefanecha, which means what? If I'm the guy, I could say to David, listen, take your chepetz back, it's yours. But if there's any slight change, that prevents me from what? Prevents me from changing it. So Rashi will agree that what? What will Rashi say? That a Shinui of what Mimela can do what? Can prevent a guy from saying what? Harei what? But are you legitimately kona the object? Are you legitimately kona the object? Yes or no? With the Shinui Mimela? No, absolutely not. Rashi holds only a Shinui Biyadayim is kona. Either Mishnah later on. Mishnah later on is just commenting on that you cannot say Shelcha Lefanecha because it was a slight change. But to be kona an object, Jason, you need a what? Shinui? Gomor, like our Rashi says in Baba Kama Samach Vavam Rav. We got it? That's where Reb Chaim says there are two types of Shinui. Please get it. Then there was a second Teretz that we said. What was the second Teretz we said? Anyone recall? The Tosfos Rid. What was the Tosfos Rid's answer? Fascinating answer. Tosfos Rid points out. What was the Tosfos Rid's answer on Sadi Vavam and Beis? This is a type of wild type of Shinui. Not wild. Even though it's a Shinui Mimela, but it's a Shinui Gomer. Why? Because we assume once it can no longer what? Once it gets older, it can no longer have what? Kids. It's Eina Ra'ui L'Leda. So the Tosfos Ri HaDarkin said if it's no longer Roy L'Leda, that's considered to be a Shinui Gomer. The Chazon Ish writes this also in the back of the Reb Chaim. You know, the Chazon Ish has comments in the back of the Reb Chaim on the Rambam. So in other words, don't bother me from that. Kasha Rashi will say Shinui in general, you need to be a dive. But that Mishnah Sadi Bavam Beis is like such an extraordinary Shinui to Shinui Gomer, even though it wasn't done actively. It's like you know what the famous phrase is? Panim Chadashas Bolikan. It's like it got older, it can no longer give birth, it's like a different animal. And therefore that, even though it's a Shinui Mimela, David, it's a Shinui Gomer in your Kainah. So those are two answers that we must suggest to say that why Rashi's not against our Mishnah on Daf Sadi Bavam Beis. Okay, we got it clear? That's number one chiddush we got in this Rashi. Okay? Number two, what's the second chiddush we could comment on this Rashi? What would you say? Second chiddush on this Rashi. What would you say? In this Rashi we just saw. What word does Rashi say, which I think is unique? What word does Rashi say? What do you say? Midiraisa. Rashi says midiraisa. Then Rava said that Shinui is Konechaim. What did he mean? Midiraisa. Now, the truth is, let's say it would only be a Kinyan Durabana. Does a Kinyan Durabana work in financial matters in Dini Diraisa? On levels Diraisa? Yes, based on what principle? Why does a Kinyan Durabana work? Hefker Bez Nefker. For example, Agav, Kinyan Agav. We had 2 days in Tisus. Tisus Kedushin Ham and Alf against Tisus Baba Kama Yudbezim and Alf. Kinyan Agav. I buy tractors. I buy a piece of ground. I buy what? A parking lot in the middle of Manhattan. I got the karka. I also buy the automobiles. Right? By dint, right? That's Akkad. It's Diraisa de Rabbana. The truth is, even if it's a Kinyan de Rabbana, it should work on a level of Diraisa. So Rashi goes out of his way to say that here the Kinyan of Shinui is a Diraisa Kinyan. And if it was a Kinyan de Rabbana, why wouldn't you say Hefker Bes and Hefker? You know? Unless you hold that maybe a Kinyan de Rabbana would not work on levels de Diraisa. I don't know, let's say I want to steal an animal and bring it as a Korban Lashem. If I do a Shinui on the animal, I could bring it as a Korban Lashem. Maybe only if it's a Kinyan what? Midiraisa, I could bring it as a Korban Lashem. Maybe if it's a Kinyan de Rabbanan, maybe a Kiva, we could suggest that you would not be able to bring it as a Korban Lashem. You follow me? Because it's only a Kinyan de Rabbanan. But the truth is, maybe Hefker Bes Nefker should elevate it to work on a level of Diraisa. It's got to be your Korban, it can't be a stolen Korban. So I want you to get down in your notes that, if that second Chiddush of Rashi, he points out Midiraisa. Rabbi, when he says Shinui Kainah, is meant Diraisa, because if the Rabbanon, maybe the notion of Hefker Bes Nefker would not work to for it to work on levels Diraisa, like Korbanos. If you stole an animal, you did a bit of a Shinui, you did a Shinui with it, would you be allowed to be Makam a Korban Lashem? So I'm saying it's interesting where Rashi goes out of his way to say the Midiraisa, as opposed to just saying Midirabbanon. Because a Kinyan Rabbana, I would have said works based on Hefker Bes Nefker. The shot is maybe not. The Rabbeinu Yerucham, bless you, claims that if I'm a Kaddish woman, give me another example of a Kinyan Rabbana. Maimit Shloshtan. What's Maimit Shloshtan? You have three parties. And A owes B and B owes C. So all three of the guys are together. So can you verbally do a Maimit Shloshtan? So can a man Makadosh a woman Maimit Shloshtan? The Gemara says Maimit Shloshtan is a Kinyan Rabbana. Can you Makadosh a woman with a Kinyan Rabbana? Rabbeinu Yerucham seems to say no. So he must have held that a Kinyan Rabbana does not work on a Diraisa. Maybe we could suggest similar here. Rashi's going out of his way to say Shinui is kinda Midiraisa. Because if it's kona Midirabbana, it would not work in other areas that you would need Diraisa. Let's say Korbanos. Korbanos, you have to make sure that it worked on a level of Diraisa. Okay? Those are the two chidushim we want to point out from this Rashi. Vayta now in the Gemara. Let's see Vayta in the Gemara. Back to the Gemara now. So we learned a Pasuk, and we explained why Pasuk's not enough. Tininit, we learned in the Mishnah, Gozel Eitzin V'asa Kelim, you steal wood and you make vessels, Semer V'asa Begadim, Mishalim Keshas Akzelim. Fine. That's a very clear Mishnah, know that Shinui works. Someone give me a svara why this Mishnah doesn't suffice. Why would this Mishnah not suffice? It's a good why. Why do you have to bring on another Mishnah? What's wrong with this Mishnah? What'd you say? Maybe it's not a Din D'Oraisa. Maybe it's only because of Takanas what? Takanas HaShavim. You know who says this? Reb Chiya says this. And Sari Dalanim and Beis. Reb Chiya writes on Sari Dalanim and Beis that this Mishnah is based on Takanas HaShavim. That if you steal it, Lamaisa, I don't have to, and I change the thing, I don't have to what? Pay back the actual object. Because why? If I have to bring back the actual object, I'm not going to want to clap Al-Khay. So if I don't have to return the object, if I can just pay cash, Keshatak Zayl, that's fine with me. So this Mishnah is not slam dunk either. Maybe this Mishnah also is Takanas HaShavim. That's what the Teres Chaim explains very beautifully. Or else, Lohispik litno lo achitzvo potter al mashinui kaine. This is a Mishnah in Chulin Kuf Lamed Hayamar Aleph. Okay? What does the Mishnah say? And this we have to also discuss the dinim of Reishis, I guess. The first shearings of wool must go to who? Koyein. Excellent. What happens if I shear off my lambs? Which we'll discuss the details, Bez Hashem. and before I give it over, I dye it a different color. Not white, obviously. I'm putter, because I did a change. I don't have to give any more. I don't have to give any more at all. Putter completely. I'm mamish putter completely. What do you see for this Mishnah? That shinui is konan. I acquire this object, and it's mine. I don't have to pay for it. Okay? Kohen doesn't have to pay anything. What we're gonna do, we'll see in Rashi. But why is this Mishnah not suffice? Why is this Mishnah not enough to say what Shinui is Kohen? What's wrong with this Mishnah? You need the first Mishnah in Bava Kamma, which was Sadi Bo. What would you say? Go ahead. Oh, when you're driving, it's not Zayla. It's not new Zayla. Rabba's whole chiddush was Shinui is Kohen. Now, grant you didn't say that Shinui is Kohen regarding Zayla, but we're learning Bava Kamma Meruba, right? The topics are Zayla. Right? So, the reason why this Mishnah is probably is not suffice is because it's not talking about Gezel Gomer. Therefore, you need all the Mishnahs. You need the Pusik, you need the Mishnah, and you need the other Mishnah. We got it? That's why, David, you need all these. Because the topic of that Mishnah is not talking about Gezel Gomer. Correct? Topic of that Mishnah is not talking about Gezel. So, how do you know Shinui's Kona and the topic of Goslin? That's why you need the first Mishnah. Go ahead.
What's the second one, did you say?
Oh, we'll see what the second one's going to teach us, what the Chiddush is. Because I'll tell you, the second one teaches, because the first one you would think not talking about a D'oraisa level. At least you see from the second one, Jay-Z, that Shinui is a topic on a level of D'oraisa that makes a change. Grant is not context as Gezel, but at least it's an institution. And I want to just buttress what I'm saying, because Rabbah, when he said his statement, never said it was talking about what? Gezel, Aveda, did he? He didn't say that. He just said Shinui is coming. Okay? We're dealing with Bava Kamma Meruba, so obviously it is talking about Goslin Gomer. Okay, we got that clear? All right. Let's see the Rashi. Listen, you want to see the Rashi in the first two Tulsasim, okay? And then we have to discuss some details of Reish HaGez before we get to the second topic in the Gemara, which is Yeush. Let's see Rashi. Let's take a look at it closely, okay? What does Rashi say? Luhispik litnei lo l'Reish HaGez l'kayin ad shetzvo pater me Reish HaGez dekanya bishinui. You don't even have to pay the coin a cent. Then koyin yochol lasmino bedin, the coin cannot sue him. That's what lasmino bedin means. If you don't have look on, okay. If you don't have look on, okay, you cannot sue him. The yochol lomer laacharet nenu. Because why can't the coin sue him? Someone tell me why not? To give it to another coin. Excellent. Laacharet nenu. I would have given it to another guy. Aval kodem shitzvo mishachatu zochabo. Okay? But what? But Kodim Shesvo, before he died it, if the coin grabbed it, he's Zoch in it. It's a very, very big Chiddush in Rashi. Now let me ask you a question. There's something called Tovus Hanah, right? What is Tovus Hanah? What exactly is Tovus Hanah? The ability to what? Choose whichever coin you want. Now let me ask you, that the coin can't sue him. The coin certainly cannot sue him. But there is a certain, and he can't sue him for what? He can't sue him for the worth of the what? The wool. But can he sue him for the financial value of having the ability to choose which coin you want? That probably he could sue him for. Okay, Tovus Hanah. Okay, there's a concept called Tovus Hanah. So I want you to just note that, okay? Tovus Hanah. There's, you'll say to me, he couldn't sue him for that either, right? How could he sue him, right? Because you can always say he could give it to another coin, right? You can always say he could give it to another coin. But what I mean to say, who could sue here, is that Rashi said he could what? What did Rashi say here? He could grab it, correct? Rashi said the coin could grab it. The coin could grab it. The Yisrael, though, could sue the Kohen back for at least give me the what? At least give me the Tovus Hanah for the ability to what? Choose to which Kohen I wanted to give it to. So I want you to note that. Please get that down. Rashi writes here that number one, Tfisa works of the Kohen. Number two, I'm pointing out, granted, the coin can never sue the guy, but the coin that grabbed the wool from the Yisrael could ask him, at least pay me what? Pay me the Tovus Hanah, the worth that I could have sell the rights to give it to which coin I want to give it to. Okay? That's at least the Poshup Shah. Okay? That's at least the Poshup Shah. Now, this is a tremendous Chiddush, this Rashi. Okay, Rashi clearly writes that what? That Tfisa works. The coin could be Tofes. This is a tremendous, tremendous Chiddush, okay? Because as we're going to see in Tosis inside, okay? As we're going to see in Tosis inside, it's L'chura very difficult. Why? Because there should be no what? There should be no Mitzvah Safrosha. There is no Mitzvah Safrosha. Like Truma. What is Truma? What is Truma? Truma is things that what must be given to the coin. How do you do Truma? You have Tevel. It grows a third. You pile it together. And then what? You bring it into your home. You're mafresh it. Now the other stuff becomes cool and you have Truma. So when it comes to Truma, there's a Mitzvah Safrosha. However, when it comes to Reis Sagez, there is no Mitzvah Safrosha. There is no Mitzvah of separating when it comes to Reis Sagez. And therefore, since in fact, this is not considered to be Mamon HaShev, it's just a Mitzvah on the Bailim, how does Rashi say that Tfisa works? Rashi says that Tfisa is Mo'il. Tfisa works here. How does Tfisa work? What does Tfisa imply? That the Kohanim should own it as a Mamon HaShevet. What does Mamon HaShevet mean? That they mamish what? They mamish own it. It is owned by the Kohanim. It is Mamon HaShevet. And therefore, if you have a guy that's supposed to give something to the Kohanim and he doesn't do it, the Kohen should be able to be tofus from it. So Rashi holds L'maisa that it's considered to be Mamon HaShevet. But L'chura Ein Mitzvahs HaFrosha L'gabi Reishis HaGez. There's no Mitzvah Safrosha L'gabi Reishis HaGez. It's just there's a requirement to give the wool to the Kohen. So therefore you can't say that the Kohen says, oh, it's mine, it's our Shevet, I'm going to grab it, and therefore Tfisha should work. It's just a Mitzvah on the Balin. All it is a Mitzvah al Balin to give, lateis, to give the shearings of the wool to the Kohen. So where does the Kohen come off being able to grab this? Where does Rashi have the ability to say he's able to grab this? It's a Peledik Rashi. Peledik Rashi, this Rashi. It's a very big Kiddush, this Rashi. Very big Kiddush in this Rashi. So what must it be? So the Birkas Avram explains in Rashi the following. The Birkas Avram explains that even though there is no Afrosha, but the coin does have a Chelik in it. It's not like Pidin Daben, where the coin has no chelik in the moment of Yisrael, and therefore a coin can't grab five slime. Coin can never grab five slime from a guy because pinnaven is the mitzvah of bialim lotes. When it comes to reish sages, Rashi must hold. Even though this is Rashi's chiddush, Rashi holds even though there is no hafrosha, ain't mitzvah hafrosha legabi what reish sages, but it is called mamon hashavit. If it is called from an Hashemit, the coin says, I want to grab it, and I can grab it. I can grab it. And I will grab it. And Tfisa will work. That's what Rashi is explaining to us. Even though there is no Mitzvah Safrosha. This is Beferish against the Ran. The Ran in Chulin writes Beferish that a coin has no Chelik. No Chelik in Reish Sagez. And according to the Ran, he cannot do any Tfisa. There is no chiyuv lotzis in the shamayim. According to the lashon around, there's no chiyuv lotzis in the shamayim. A kohen has no ability to do tefisa. So I want you to get this. Rashi is writing clearly that even though there's no mitzvah safrosha like truma, but reish sagez is mamon hashevet to the degree the kohen can do tefisa, and that's against the beferish Ran and Chulin, where the Ran and Chulin says there is no, it is not mamon hashevet. It's just simply a mitzvah on the baal and lotes to go pidnaver. That's exactly what the Ran says. Now, what's the one last point that we should flesh out in Rashi? What is implied from Rashi? What do you say? That the Tfisa only works when? What does Rashi say? The Tfisa only works when? Before you dyed it. Excellent. Why doesn't it work after he dyed it? That's the Kasha the Rav asks also in the Rishima Shirah. Because if there's a notion of what of the, it's really moment HaShevet, which means moment of the Kohanim, right? If there is really moment HaKohanim, so why shouldn't you be able to grab it after you dyed it? What's the answer to that? What's the answer to that? What would you say? So the Birkas Avraham explains, because once you diet, there is no, it's a mamun she'en lo tovim. This is mamun she'en lo tovim. Like you said, you don't have to give it to one coin. Mamun she'en lo tovim. There's a lacha. If I'm mazik matnis kahuna, I am putter. Because it's mamun she'en lo tovim, there's no one that can sue you in a bezdin. Or the pasuk says vizeh. There are two reasons the Gemara says you're mazik matnis kahuna, you're putter. And therefore what emerges is this chiddush. Is that only before you diet is it called what? Mamun HaShevet. Once you diet, it's no longer called Mamun what? It's no longer called Mamun HaShevet, and there is no Schus Tfisa for anyone. There is no Schus Tfisa for any coin to go ahead and grab it. That's what you must flesh out in Rashi. That it's called Mamun HaShevet because Mamun wasn't died. Once it's died, then no one has a chelek in it. No coin has a chelek in it. Nothing at all. That's the pshat that we must suggest in Rashi. Okay? We got it? There is tfisa, but the tfisa is only kodem what? Only kodem what? You dyed it. More than that, it's like an upgrade. What do I mean by an upgrade? Shruma, there's a mitzvah rasha. Right? Pinyaben, there's not even a mitzvah rasha, it's a mitzvah lespali. But there's a middle category called resh shakes. That's a good way of saying it. Please get it down. On one polar, there's truma, which is the mitzvah what? Of Afrasha and the mitzvah of Nesina. And it's mamun hakohen, for sure, truma. On the other polar is pinyaben. Pinyaben is just a mitzvah of giving on the violin, and that's it. It's not mamun of the kohen, and bichlal. The kohen can't be tofes pinyaben. And then there's a middle category called reis sagez, where even though there's no mitzvah of Afrasha, but it is mamun hashevet. There is mamun hashevet which allows tfisa kolzman, you didn't die. Okay? This is the shot we want to suggest in Rashi. It's very important to finish this mamun hashevet. Oh. Based on this, let's take a look at Tosus inside. On this mahalach of Rashi, Tosus argues wholeheartedly. And this is a Tosus Lishitoso. Tosus Lishitoso writes Betherish in Mesechus Chulin the following chiddush. Okay? He writes Betherish the following chiddush. He says that what? That tfisa does not work. Tosus in Chulin, Kuf Laman Alpha Laman Alpha, Dibur Masko Yesh, writes that tfisa does not work by Matnis Kahuna. He writes that if an Ani would grab Meister Ani, we'd take it away from him. Just like Meister Ani, an Ani cannot grab, so too Matnis Kahuna, a coin cannot grab as well. Tosus argues on this Rashi. And our Tosus clearly also, we see clearly, will argue on this Rashi as well. There is no concept of tfisa. That's the push-up shot. There is no concept of tfisa. Let us see the Tosus now inside. Okay? All right, Yossi, read the Tosus. Go ahead. Little hispic. Let's see the first Tosus inside. The first two Tosus, they go together with one another. Okay? And then we have to discuss the dinim regarding race, I guess. Go ahead. Go ahead. So what does he say? Please get this down. In order to be chayv in reish sekes, you need five lambs or five ewes. Okay? Each lamb must produce 12 swine. 12 times 5 is 60. If you get 60, not based on each one giving 12, you are putter. You have to at least have 60. You have to at least have 60. And each animal of the five have to produce 12 on their own. You have to have 12 swine, but 60 swine in total. If you don't produce 60 swine of wool, you will not be chayv in reish, I guess. And it is, even though there's no shear on the deraisa level, the rabbani should give at least what? 1/60. Okay? We'll discuss some of the details. Oh, so what does he say in the first line here, Yossi? That even if you do all five together, you're a putter when you diet, correct? Yes? You are a putter when you diet. Go ahead. Gabe what? The mitzvah of peah, which is what? Corners of field. What is the mitzvah? While it's standing in sheaves, you leave along the corners. What happens if you change it? Ukshinistanes? Excellent. As soon as you do a shinu, you are putter. The chiyuv evaporates, goes up in smoke. He compares Shinui, he compares the mitzvah of Peah to the mitzvah of Reishis, I guess. That there is a what, once you do a Shinui, the Chiyuv goes off in smoke. Excellent, Yossi. Go ahead. Vim Toimar. What's Tosis Kasha? What's Tosis Kasha here? What is he asking? What is he asking here? What's Tosis Kasha? That what? That what? What is he asking? It says, Gazas Rishon, what does the box say? Rishon, Rishon, you do one at a time, small, you're putter. Why does it say Rishon, Rishon? You're putter even if you do what? You're putter even if you do all together at the same time. Why does it say if you putter one wool at a time, as you cut it off, you die at your putter. Cut off, you die putter. Even if you do them all. You have them all clear, all white, and then you die them all, your putter. Go ahead. Oh, what's the terrace? Over there, what? Even if what? Even if you die a little bit and you leave a little bit, what's the din? You are putter even what? Even from what you did not what? Die. Why? Because there's no chiyuv reish again because it wasn't mitzvah. Meaning the chiddush is what? What's the pshat and tosis? Please get this. What's the pshat and tosis? You need the chiyuv to get off the ground. If you have a shear of wool of 60, then the chiyuv gets off the ground. But if you dyed one piecemeal, you never had 60 that were white. So since you never had 60 that were white, the chiyuv never got off the ground. And therefore there is no chiyuv. That's the chiddush that Tosis is saying. But once you have what? Once you would have had a chiyuv, go ahead, finish it up of a halacha. What does Tosis say? But once you have a chiyuv of 60, 60 wool, what's the chiyuv? What's the din? You have to what in order to be putter? What do you have to do? You have to dye all 60 to be putter. But if I dye 40 out of the 60, the other 20 I'm what? I'm a chuyuv to get. The pshat in Tosis is once you have a chiyuv and it gets off the ground, you can only putter what? Whatever you dye. But the other stuff which you didn't dye your pocket, if you did a piecemeal at a time, then you never were chayiv, because you never had 60 that were white. That's the pshat in the tisis. That's the chiddush of tisis. Oh, excellent, very good. Just finish up the next tisis, Achitzvo, go ahead. Hafrosha, hafrosha. Gamol Gabi Truma, where there is Afrosha.
Right.
Oh, what's Tosis saying here? What's the pshat in the Tosis? What's Tosis saying? Why do I say this is a continuation of the previous Tosis? Because what is Tosis bothered by? What is Tosis bothered by? That if you leave over some of them, you're still chayv to give the coin. Why don't you say the following? Why don't you say the following, right? In other words, what? I had 60, I died 40, the other 20 I'm still chayiv. Why don't you say those other 20, what did I intend to do? I was going to give them to who? The 40 that I died, those are the ones I had in mind to give to the kohen. So they're from putter. So what's the precious answer? There's no afrosha by Reish, I guess. Excellent. There's no afrosha by Reish, I guess. So this is no afrosha. You can't make that choose and say, oh, the ones I died, I was intending to give a coin. There's no hafrasha that you separate and say, oh, those are the ones I want to give you the coin. You follow me? That's exactly why it's a continuation of Tosis. Tosis is bothered by Ein Lefarish. Don't explain that chelik was of the coins. It's not true. Because you can't do that because truma there's hafrasha, reisha gez is no hafrasha. So I want to just embellish this for a moment. What's the pshat in the Tosis? What's the pshat in the Tosis? The pshat in the Tosis is l'shitosu and tosim chulun. Rashi, we claim, said that what? Reish Shakez is called what? Excellent. Tosus denies that wholeheartedly. Tosim chulun says tfisa doesn't work.
Tosos here also will say the same thing. Why is that true? Why is that true? Because what is Tosos saying? There is no hafrosha. What does that mean? That it's just a mitzvah to give it who? To who? Just a mitzvah on the Bible in Losseis. It's mamish like Mignaben. And Tosos would never agree with what Rashi said that Tfisa would work. He never would agree with it. You follow me, Jason? That's exactly what Tosos is saying. Tosos is saying against Rashi. Tosos is saying that Reish Nagez is like Mignaben. It's not Maman Hashem. It's not Maman Hashem at all. And therefore Tfisa would not work, especially Shitosu and Chulin. And that's what he means to say when there's no mitzvah Rasha. Rashi's got to stand on his head and say, despite the fact that there's no mitzvah Rasha, you still can what? You can still do a Tfisa. Only before you what? Only before you die, not after you die. For Rashi, you have to explain that there's a middle category, right? It's not like Pidneben. It's not like Truma, but it's Maman Hashemit. But what? There's no mitzvah Rasha. According to Tosfos, no, there is no middle category. It is nothing. And that is the din. So what emerges, please get this, is a fundamental machlokes Rashi Tosfos here. Number one, is there a mitzvah Rasha? Number one is Reish Shages Maman Hashemit? And number two, the ramification being, does Tosfos work? Rashi says yes, only quoting the diet. Tosfos says there would be no Tosfos at all. Tosfos Shitosu and Kulin. And number three, the caveat we added in Rashi that the feast would only work before you actually what? Before you actually died. Okay. We have to move now. Want to add on to this about dinim, about Reish Shages. Let's get this. Okay? There is a mitzvah, please get it, about Reish Shages. Who knows, whenever you'll ever speak about Reish Shages your whole life. So this is the opportunity. Okay? Please, let's get it. There is a Poskin Chumash in Perek Yud Ches, Posek Dalin, and Sefer Varim and Parsha Shoftim. There's a mitzvah to give a Kohen Reish Shages. Levim are mechuyev to give Kohan in this mitzvah. Not just Israelim, but Levim as well are mechuyev to give Reish Shages. Levim are mechuyev to give Reish Shages as well. Okay? Levim are mechuyev to give Reish Shages as well. That's the halacha. Oh. The Rambam writes, what is the rationale behind Reish Shages? The Rambam writes that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mezaka the Kohen with Truma, with bread and wine, he also wanted the Kohen to get Matnas of Behema, of the Karbonos, that the Buster should be his, and also the first shearings of lambs should also be given to the Kohen so you have something to wear. We also know that Gezel Agir, if a Gir stole, right, you stole something from a Gir, and the Gir died, he had no relatives, who do you give the money to? You give it to Kohanim. We stay achuzah, pinim chayrus, all these things are that though, because a Kohen has no inheritance. We want to support him financially. Oh. Does Reish Shages apply in Chutz La'aretz or not? This is a Mishnah in the Chulin, in the beginning of Perek Reish Shages and Kuf Lamed Hei. Reish Shages, according to what? According to the Shita of Yossi Aglili, holds that Reish Shages applies in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. It only applies to Chulin, does not apply to Korbonos, only Chulin, and it applies Bifnei Abayis, Shalom Bifnei Abayis. However, the Gemara comments there on Kuf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph that Rabbi Loi said that Reish Shages only applies where? In Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Bisman Azeh Ha'idn Nogu Ka'alma K'Rabbi Loi. Therefore, he says, Halacha L'maisa, Reish Shages only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and this is what the Rambam writes in Ladina. However, if you look in Shulchan Aruch in your day, in Simin Shin Lamed Gimel, the Ramah says, B'Shem Natur, that we, in fact, there is a shita that says Reish Shages applies in Chutz La'aretz, but Lo Nogu came, the Ramah quotes. And the Bir Agra points out many poskim, and this is, I believe, what is done Bifman Hazeh, is that on many, many farms, even in Chutz La'aretz, the minig is to do Reish Shages. So that's what the Gaon says. Even though the Gemara says the minig was like Rabbi Loi, the Gaon says that we're probably machmir on this din. Okay. It only applies to lambs, males and females, because they're wool is fit for begotten. If the wool is hard, it's not really to be made into something that could be wearable, you're putter from Reish Shages. The purpose of Reish Shages is to give him a matonet. Okay. Please, let's get this very quickly. How many sheep do you need to be chayit? How many do we say? Five. Each one has to have 12. Each one of them has to be 12. If you get 60, you're still putter. Each one must be 12 times 5. There is no shir min haTorah, but mid Rabbanan you cannot do less than 1/60. Mid Rabbanan you cannot do less than 1/60. Okay, halacha l'maaseh. Our partners chayiv in reish sages. Yes, that's only if each one has a shir of what? 60. Exactly. 12 times 5. You have to have each partner have that same construct to be chayiv. 5 sheep alone for 2 partners, you're not chayiv in reish sages. Okay. Fine. Also, what's the deal if you shear off wool off a dead animal? Putter. You are putter. It's not called sown. What if you shear off animal that's a trefa? You are a chayiv in reish sages. What about a ben pakua, an animal that was in utero when you shechted the mother? Also chayiv. What happens if you shechted rove with simonim and it's fledgling around and then you shear off the wool? What's the din in such a case? Minchasinuch has a suffix, whether you're chayiv in reish sages. You shechted rove with simonim and you died and you cut off wool? He says you have a suffix, whether you're chayiv in reish sages. What happens if your matrus reish sages and it gets lost? Your chayiv b'achrayis to give it to the kohen. You have to find more. Halacha l'maaseh. That's the din. What happens if you say, kol gizosi reishis? What happens if you say, all my shearings I want to be reishis, I guess? That works as well. Also, halacha l'maaseh. Okay. Last din, 2 dinim I want to get is the following. Let's say you have a lot of different wool. Is there a certain amount you should give to each kohen? Okay? You want to give to disperse it to different kohan, reish sages. Is that proper? Fine, it's proper. But you must make sure you give to each kohen at least 5 sloim. Because you must give him the ability to make from it a beged cotton. Because it says in the Pasuk, titein lo, you have to give him kedei nesina hamoelus. And that's if he wants it. But mi'ikar adin, zehu shikarotza. Me'ikar adin, you're not mechuyev, you're only chayev lahafrish chamei shloim on every shearing that you have. That's if he wants to be able to make a beged, you better be able to facilitate that you give him that, halacha l'maaseh. And the last din is, can we give reish sages to a bas kohen? Yes or no? A kohenis? Yes. It's chulin, l'kol davar, and even if she's married to a Yisrael, it's like matnas behema, the zroa l'chaim and the keba, you can give to a kohenis. That's the dinim that we have of reish sages. Okay, so I want you to make sure you get that kiddush. And the mitzvah should be the first of the shearings. But if you gave him the middle of the shearings or the end, you also would be yoytze halacha l'maaseh. Yeah, real quick, Daniel. Bring it to someone. If you own a farm, there's a real chiyuv. Reish sages. According to the Gaon in Chutzlach, we have such a chiyuv. Absolutely. Okay, very well. Okay, now we must go weiter now in the Gemara. So this is the machlekes we wanted to say between Rashi and Tosfos regarding this din. That's the first topic in the Gemara regarding what? Chiyuv. And we explain why you need a pasuk, why you need 2 mishnayot, and this phenomenal machlekes Rashi Tosfos that emerges. Okay, let's go now weiter in the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes on to Yeush. Gemara says the following. Yeush, Amri Rabbonin Diniknu. Yeush, the Rabbonin say, Amri Rabbonin Diniknu. They say that it is good, it works. Miu lo yadinin idi raisi di Rabbonin. We don't know if Yeush works midi raisi or midi Rabbonin. Okay? We don't know if it works midi raisi or midi Rabbonin. If it's the Raisa, midi dehavia motzi aveda, should be similar to motzi aveda. Motzi aveda lav kevin miyayish marmine. If by losing a lost object, the guy shows despair, the guy who owned it, mikmi de tasteful yade, kanilei. If the guy who found the object picked it up, but the original owner was misyayish first, then he's konin. Hai nami ostos gezel, kevin miyayish mara kanilei almo kani. So too by Gezel, if I steal something from someone, the original owner is Miyayish, I should be calling it Almakani. What's the first side in the Gemara? What is the first side in the Gemara that Tinning of Yeush works? What's the first side in the Gemara that Tinning of Yeush works? It's like Motzi Aveda. But why is that so bothersome, this comparison? Why is this comparison so bothersome? Go ahead. Doesn't always have to be Yeush first, but usually there is Yeush and then I pick it up. Gezel, there's never that way. Gezel is never that way. I steal it and then there might be Yeush. But it came into my hand as being what? As being usher. Came into my hand as being usher. So the first kash I want to ask is, what on earth is the Gemara speaking about here? What on earth is the Gemara speaking about here that you could compare what? That you could compare Yeush in with what? With the concept of what? Messiah. Yeush by Zayl and Yeush and Messiah. How can that be? They're two different things. Gezel's always after there was Yeush. You have the object. Aveda's not always that way. That's the first kasha we must ask. Second kasha we have to ask is that why do we split it? Why do we split it? What do I mean, why do we split it? Why is Yeush, do we split Yeush l'chatzon halfway? Why does Yeush work that he doesn't have to what? He doesn't have to return the actual object. But it doesn't work regarding having to pay. Does not work regarding having to pay. Does not work regarding having to pay. Two kashas, let's get down. Number one is, what is the pshat of this Gemara in the first side? The side Rishon. What is the pshat of the side Rishon in this Gemara? Why on earth would you compare Genevu with what? With Aveda. Why would you compare the two? They're fundamentally different. And number two, we find the halach is, is that why on earth do we make a split and do we say that once you do Yeush, you don't have to what? You don't have to return the object. Lo tzari, lachzir ha-chefetz. You don't have to return the chefetz. Achein, adayin, sarif l'shalem. You still have to pay. You still must pay. Why? Why is there a split like this? What makes it different? We should work completely or not work completely at all? You read this side of the Gemara. Why should this be? Again, Nachama, I'm reading it inside. What does it say? How can you compare it? If it's the right to me, Yavi, I'm Motsi Aveda. Motsi Aveda, Lav came to me, Yash Marmanay, Mikin Alessi Yadi Kanalei. Hainami came to me, Yash Marmanay, Kanalei, Amakani. Odilma Lo Domi Laveda. Avedu Dichi Asli Yadi, Be Ater Asli Yadi. Of all, I came to me, Sur Asli Yadi, Mid Rabbanu Doma, Rabbanu Nikni, Nitakanas Ashavim. What's the other possibility? That Yeush is what? Only Durabonon? And it's only Durabonon, and therefore what? And therefore, what? Why do we say it's good with Rabbanon? Because of Takanas Hashavim. What's Takanas Hashavim? What's Takanas Hashavim? We don't discourage a guy from doing tshuva. So therefore, if I steal something from someone, and the guy is Mishayish, what's the din? I can keep the object. Because why? If I have to return the object, I'm never going to want to do tshuva and say Al-Khait. Okay? What happens, though, if he doesn't do Yeush? Do I have to return the object? Yes. What happens if I took a beam and I stole it and I built a whole building with it? And the guy wasn't the Yeush. Do I have to destroy my whole building and return the beam? No. That's called Takanas Marish. This is what Akiva asked me to say here. Takanas Marish. Please get it. This is the halacha called Takanas Marish. What does Takanas Marish mean? Takanas Marish means if I take a beam, I steal the beam and I build a whole building with it, I don't have to return the beam and destroy my building. All I have to do is pay for the beam. That's even without Yeush. What the Gemara here means is if there is Yeush, then the Rabbanan it works so that I don't have to return the object. All I have to do is pay. Okay? There's no one should come read this Gemara and say, as Akiva was asking me very good, oh, he said, Rebbe, if you don't do Yeush, that means there's no Takanas Hashavim. That depends. If there's no Yeush, then you're right, I stole a beam and it's still extant in the form in which I stole it. I have to return it. If I build a building with it, even if he wasn't Miyayesh, I don't have to pay him the beam. I only have to pay him the cash. You follow me? There's a difference between pure Takanas Hashavim and Takanas Marsh. Takanas Marsh is the beam case where you built a building out of it. Okay? That's the difference that you have between what Takanas Hashavim and not. So the Gemara is a very beautiful suffix here. Gemara is a very beautiful suffix here. What exactly is it? Is it the rice or the rabbanon? Oh. So we must analyze this. We must analyze this further. And what emerges is the following. Okay? What emerges is the following Chiddush. I want you to get. Okay? There's a very big discussion as to whether Yeush is like Hefker. Okay? Is Yeush like Hefker or is Yeush not like Hefker? Okay? In fact, take a look at the Tosis on the bottom of the Omer. What does Tosis say on the bottom of the Omer? What does Tosis say on the bottom of the Omer? Let's take a look at the last two Tosis. Okay? First, let's take a look at the Ramaskal Hachim. Okay? Let's see the Tosis Hachim. Eitan, go ahead. Second to last Tosis Hachim. Go ahead. What's he bothered by? What's Tosis bothered by? What's Tosis bothered by? He says, Yehush doesn't work by Veda if it got in my hand first. Right? He's bothered by Arkasha. How can the Gemara compare in the first side that Yehush is the Arisa Gezel with Aveda? Gezel happens always before what? I grab the object before it is Yehush. Aveda doesn't necessarily work. Right? Who says that by Aveda it works? Go ahead, Mikomakom. Can everybody let me choose the head? You become a boiling me, leh? Underline those words. Hold the far in his chayah bashava. Go ahead, become a comb. So what is Tosa say? What is Tosa's answer? How does the Gemara compare Aveda with Gezel?
Because if you pick
up the object and then you've got it, you're still chayav to return it. You don't have to what? You don't have to give the object, all you have to do is pay. So let's get this. How is Aveda similar to Gezel? How is it similar? Gezel, I always steal it. Yehush is done afterwards, Jesse. How is Aveda similar? Because if I pick up a lost object and the guy was mishayish afterwards, what do I have to give him? Only what? Cash. I don't have to give him my object. In that sense, it's similar. Because I'm already chai ben hashava. The second I picked up that object, I'm chai ben hashava. The second I picked up that object, I'm chai ben hashava. So what I want to bring out is the following. There are two ways to read this Gemara. When you talk about Asura Asul Yadeh. There are two ways to read this Gemara, Asura Asul Yadeh. There are two possibilities. There is Tosfos and there is the Ramban. Okay, there is our Tosis and there is a Ramban. I want to begin with the Ramban and then we'll come back to the Tosis. The Ramban in Bava Metzia develops the following concept. And he says like this. He said that Yehush never works Gershus. Yehush Gershus lo mo'il. The Ramban writes this in the second paragraph of what Bava Metzia. Yehush Gershus is lo mo'il. That's why I said to you, when you talk about Hefker and Yeush, I want to discuss this now briefly. What's the difference between Hefker and Yeush? What is the difference between Hefker and Yeush? What is the difference? Hefker, by definition, it's in Gershusi. Number one, you're required to be what? Gershus. Yeush, by definition, is Eino Gershus. No, I give up. I don't know where it is because it's not in your domain. That's number one distinction that you have between what? Hefker and what? And you. The results are the same. You're getting rid of bias on the object. But they're coming from different directions. Hefker is you're releasing ownership. Yehush is also releasing ownership. But they work in what? They work in different ways. Because Hefker must be push up shot in your reshus. It doesn't work on a Dabrashan and reshus. I'll give you another napkin meter. The Dvar Avraham writes. Hefker. Allah Almighty, does it work on a Davar Shelo B'Li'olam? It does not work on a Davar Shelo B'Li'olam. Davar Shelo B'Li'olam. It doesn't work. A future. Can I be mocked for a future that I don't have yet? Of course not. Does Yehush work on a future? Yes, it does. Mo'il. The Davar. Shaino what? Shelo B'Li'olam. You could be Miyayish something what? Because Yehush is not identical as what? As Hefker. It's not considered to be identical as Hefker. That's the Chiddush. And then there's a third Chiluk I want you to get. And this is the Ksos HaKoshen I want you to see. In the end of Siman Tav Vav, the Ksos writes, Hefker is Yotzer Bershus Bailim immediately. If I own a basketball and I master the basketball, the second I master it, it's no longer mine. By Yeush, it remains mine until someone gets it. Until someone is okay. Okay, so number three distinction we're making is one, two, and three is Hefker is Miyad Hefker, as soon as I do it. When it comes to Yeush, Ad Shezacha Mishu, until someone is Zoka. These are three fundamental distinctions. One sec, Daniel. Between Hefker and what? Hefker and Yeush. But their motivation, the result is the same. The outcome is the same. Oh. So the Ramban develops this theory. Please get this. That Yeush, by definition, cannot work if it's Bershus. This is what the Ramban writes. So when the Gemara says that Yeush does not work by Aveda Shebisur Asal Yada, you can explain that in one of two ways. The Ramban develops the following theory. Please get it. The Ramban says, when I find a lost object, I become a Shomer Labailim. I become an automatic Shomer. It is as if he has deposited an object in my pocket. And therefore, once I lift it up with Tzorach Bailim, I become like a Shomer. That's why Yeush doesn't work. Because Jason, I'm an extension of who? The fellow that lost the object. And therefore it's Yeush Bershus. Pikadon B'yad Shomer is like Yad Bailim. And therefore it does not work. That's the Chiddush. Yeush only works as Eino Bershuso. Therefore, what's the Halachit? Avi, what does our Gemara say? If you lose a lost object, and I pick it up, and then you're Miyayish, why does that not work, that Yeush? Because it's Yeush? Yeush Bershusi, according to the Ramban. Because I become your Shomer. I'm an extension of your Rishus. Yad Shomer's Kiyad Violin. Therefore, Yeush Bershus doesn't work. It's a very famous and important Ramban in the Mechamas Hashem of Bom Nasir. That's why he explains the line in our Gemara. Our Gemara explains the Thayrish. That what? What does our Gemara explain? Our Gemara explains that it has to be that assumption that it's not like Aveda. So this is the Ramban's approach. This is the Ramban's approach why Yeush does not work. This is his Chiddush. Oh. If that's the case, this would explain the two kashas that we asked if you go like the Ramban. What was the first kasha we asked? What were the two kashas we asked if you go like the Ramban? What's the comparison in the Gemara between Gezel and Aveda? Right, Noam, you asked me that in Seder. What's the comparison in the first Seder? What's the second one? What was the second kasha? Why does Yeush split that it only what? Prevents you or stops you, you don't have to return the object, but you still have to pay cash. Let it work completely. What's the answer to this? How do you answer both these kashas according to the Ramban's theory? The answer is the following. According to the Ramban, by Zela, is there a chisaron of Bisur Asal Yade? Yes or no? Is there a chisaron by Zela of Bisur Asal Yade or not? No, there isn't. Because what's the chisaron by Aveda? Then you become what? You become a Shomer. There's no concept of that by Zela. And therefore, what if there's no concept of that by Zela? The Gemara compares it to Aveda to Betera Asal Yade. What does it mean when it says in the Gemara this concept of what? We ask, how do you compare what? How do you compare Zela to Yeush? The answer is that what? Yeush of Aveda Betera Asal Yade? Zela is Yisur Asal Yade? No! By Zela, it's not a concern of what? Bisur Asal Yade. Because the whole problem is that it's Yeush Bershusi. Because Yad Shomer Kiyad Bailim. You don't have that when it comes to what? When it comes to Gezel. Therefore, they can be compared very easily. And then answers the second kasha as well. Why does Molo? What's the reason that Yeush works that you don't have to return the Chayfetz? But it doesn't work like out of the Chiyuv Damim. What's the answer? The Chiyuv Damim is a Chov. On a Chov, on a debt, Yeush doesn't work. The Ksos HaChoshen writes. Because a chov is always considered to be brishus. If it's always brishus, it never works. What about karka? Does Yehush work on karka? No, because karka is always considered to be brishus of the original guy. Therefore, that's the answer, that there is no chiyuv on the dummin, because it's like a chov. Whereas the object itself, Yehush can michal on an object. Therefore, we make the split. Yehush, regarding the object, tells me I don't have to return the object. Regarding the cash, it's like a chov. Yehush doesn't work on a chov. Chov's always brishusi. Whenever it's always brishusi, there is no din of what Yehush. That's the Ramban's kiddush. That's what the Ramban is driving at. That's what the Ramban is driving at. That's why the first sod. What's the first sod in our Gemara? How on earth can we compare what? Gzeilah to Yehush of Aveda, right? Aveda says, Teras liyadu, Gzeilah is Yisuras liyadu. What's the answer? What's the answer? Isura asli yado eitan is not a chisaro. The isura asli yado is not a chisaro. By Gzeilah there's no chisaro to isura asli yado. Because there's no concept of becoming a shomer. There's no concept of becoming a shomer by a gazan. You're a ganav. You're not trying to become a shomer. Remember I asked you, Noam, how does Gemara compare the first sod? Gezel's always this way. Aveda, sometimes Yehush can happen before, right? What's the answer? The answer is that by Yehush, the whole problem is Yehush Bershusi is not Chal. You don't have that problem ever by Gesel, because you never are attempting to become a Shomer. You follow what I'm saying? That's why the Gemara can compare the two. That's why you can make a split in Yehush and say that Yehush can tell me I don't have to pay what? I don't have to give the object back, because Yehush is Chal on an object. It's not Bershusi. But money's a chov that's always in my rishus. Does Yehush work on karka? No, it never works on karka. It's always considered to be, can't move karka. It's always rishus the original guy. Since karka's always in the rishus the original guy, Yehush never works. Yehush doesn't work on karka. Yehush, lochal al karka. Lochal al karka, because it's always rishusi. Lochal al chov, get down. Lochal al chov, because chov is always considered to be rishusi. Therefore, I must pay the cash. It's exactly what Tosis is what the Ramban is driving at here. What the Ramban is driving at here is Yehush does not work Bershusi. As we lay down, there are differences between Hefer and Yehush, but the goal is to release the object. One of the fundamental most definitions of Hefer is Hefer can only work when it's Bershusi. Yehush cannot work if it's Bershusi. By definition, it's away from me. I'm giving to spirit. I'll never get it back. That's the definition of Yehush. If that's the case, Ramban says Yehush Bershusi, you know, never works. So when the Gemara says here, the Yisura Asul Yadeh, that was in the second side. The Gemara said it black and white in the second side, Odilma. The first side, it ignored Yisura Asul Yadeh. Why did it ignore it? Noam, why did it ignore it? Yisura Asul Yadeh is the element of the name. Why did the Gemara ignore that in the first side? Why does it compare to Zayla and Gneva? What's the answer, Zayla and Abeda? What's the answer, Chaim? Because there's no problem to compare the two. Because the reason why it would not work by what? By Abeda is because Yehush Bershus doesn't work. By Gneva, it's not. There's no concern of that. Because by definition, you don't want to become a shomer. You're trying to steal something from someone. So therefore, there's no problem in comparing the two, and there's no problem making the split and say that Yehush works on after return the object, but I certainly have to pay what? I certainly have to pay cash. Because cash is always Bershusi. That's the Kiddush, the way we can read the Gemara. One second. That's the Kiddush we can say to read the Gemara. You follow what I'm saying? You read this Gemara, it's a Pella. How does the Gemara say Midi Dehavi on Motzi Aveda? Motzi Aveda is Yehush before it gets to the guy's hand. And what? And Gezel is what? Gezel is like that. Is like that as well. What do you mean? Gezel's never like. Gezel's always what? Yehush is afterwards. It's not always the case. The answer is, even if Yehush happens by a Aveda after I pick it up, that's a problem, Chaim, that doesn't exist by Gezel. You follow me? That's a problem that doesn't exist by Gezel. Nachama, please get this. What does the Gemara say in the first side? It makes an equation between Gezel and Aveda. Kiva, you follow me? Makes an equation between Gezel and Aveda. How on earth can you make that equation? How do you make that equation? Gezel, the gzela happens always after the Yiddish. Daniel, you follow me? Avedic doesn't always happen. Right? Why does the Gemara say, oh, and I'm comparing Gezel to the case where what? Like, of Yiddish. It doesn't always happen. It's not always the same. The answer is, I'll tell you why they're the same. Because the only problem by Yiddish that it doesn't work is if I picked it up before your Miyash, it's because it's Bershuso. And Yiddish Bershuso means it doesn't work because Yad Shomer can't. I become like a Shomer. It's like an extension of the guy. The whole point of Yiddish is it's a way for me. I'm showing the spirit. But if by definition I'm your Shomer, it's still in your Rishus. So that's a problem that only can exist by Shomer, by a Shabbos Aveda. It doesn't exist ever by Gezel. It doesn't exist at all. So I can surely compare them. Why not? Compare them beautifully. And not only that, I'll compare them regarding, and this will explain why you make a split by Tosa said. Like Eitan, you read so beautifully. What? That if you make a Shinui, Yehus works, you don't have to return the act. But you still got to pay. Why do you have to pay? Because Yehus, payment is a chov. Yehus is not calling a chov. Because chov is what? Your shusi. The chov is like it's in my domain. Karka, Yehus doesn't work. Because the karka is always in my domain. Yehus cannot work if it remains by me halachically. That's the definition of Yehus. So if you have that approach, then you can read our Gemara. You can read that first sod in the Gemara. Yeah, go ahead, JC.
The fact that the problem doesn't exist like Zela, doesn't that make them different again?
No, because I can compare the two. Just like we know that it works, what? On a level of Yeraisa by what? By Shavas Aveda. It works also on a level of Yeraisa by Gezel.
One's with the Chomer and one's not with
it. No, there's a problem that Yehush doesn't work if I picked it up before his Mishash, because it's for Shusi. But that problem doesn't even exist by Gesel. So that doesn't take away from the equation. It's like they're very similar, that the institutions of Yehush will work. Just happens to be that Yehush cannot work in a certain scenario because of the makeup of Yehush. That's all. It's kind of like you make an equation, right? You make an equation and I don't know, let's say two guys are third basemen. They're third basemen. One guy can hit 50 homers, one guy can only hit 20. But they are third basemen because the other guy's not as strong, or he wasn't taking steroids, whatever the case may be. Okay? Whatever. But they're both third basemen. So Yehush works Shinui. Works as Aveda and works as Gezel. But Yehush doesn't work by Aveda. If I what? Picked it up first? That's because I'm your Shomer. You want to bring that up by Gezel? You can't talk about that. Of course I'm not a Shomer by a Gosler. I'm trying to steal. Eliezer, you follow what I'm saying? That's the first side of the Gemara. Please get that. That answers the second kash as well. How Tosa explains you can make the split. And that's why Yehush what? Yehush will what? Make me. Still, I have to pay with Yehush. No, I still have to pay with Yehush if I picked it up after, but I don't have to give the object back. Because on the object, it's Chav. Just like it's Chav by Gezel. It's Chav. I don't have to give the object back. Right? Can't pay. Right? That's what you ask me, Kiva. Once you do Yehush, I don't have to give the object back. I have to pay, but I don't have to give the object back. Right? It's mine. That's how we want to explain the first side of the Gemara. Oh. Now that we've arrived at this point, go back to the Tosa stuff that you read so beautifully about. Tosos has a different shot in the Gemara. What was the line, phrase I told you to underline 10 times in the Tosos? Kfar nischayev b'what? B'hashava. What does that mean? What does that mean according to Tosos? What's the pshat according to Tosos? What's the pshat according to Tosos? Completely different than the Ramban. What's the pshat? This is what we want to suggest. The first side of the Gemara is like the Ramban. The second side of the Gemara is like who? Like the Tosis. That what? The Svar of the Tosis. That Gezel and Aveda are not comparable at all. Why are they not comparable at all? Why are Gezel and Aveda, Jason, not comparable at all? Because why? What's the din? What's the halacha according to what? What's the halacha according to Tosis? The Chiyuv HaShava is already what? Mutl. Where it says Surah Asliyadeh. What does the Gemara say? Odilmo lodamila Aveda. Aveda, once it gets in your hand, Asliyadeh, Batera. But by Zeila, it's Surah Asliyadeh. There is already a chiyuv hashava. Didn't he say that? Didn't he say that already? Eitan? There's a chiyuv hashava that has been chal, correct? By Mitzia as well. Right? There's a chiyuv hashava. What's the chiyuv hashava? Once according to the Tosis, the chiyuv hashava has been chal. That's exactly what the pshat in the Tosis in the second side of the Gemara. That it's much different. Much different. That we assume that what? It's considered to be a chiyuv hashava has already been put into play. And therefore, that's the shaklatari of the Gemara. When it says Asuros Yilyade, is it like the Ramban or is it like the Tosis? According to Tosfos, the chiyuv hashava being chal, can that be said by Aveda? Yes? You lose the lost object. I pick it up before you issue. Is the chiyuv hashava being chal? Of course, the second I pick it up. By Gezel, is there a chiyuv hashava? The second I steal from you. If you go like Tosfos, there's a chiyuv hashava, what's the shot? Please get this. There's a chiyuv hashava by both. The chiyuv hashava is coming to play by both. So you'll tell me what? The second side of the Gemara, what? What was the second side of the Gemara? It distinguished between Gzela and what? Hashava Saveda? So what are we saying? But Tosfos is saying there's a chiyuv hashava that applies to both. The answer is there only is a chiyuv hashava when what? When I pick it up before Yeush. But if I would have picked it up after Yeush, is there a chiyuv hashava? No! So therefore, Noam, the question you asked me in Seder, the second side is saying, yes, there is no comparison at all. Because we're working with Tosfos' theory of a chiyuv hashava. Well, there's only a chiyuv hashava by Gezel all the time, but by Aveda only in a case where what? Only in a case where what? Where I picked it up before Yeush. So they're not on the same page. So the Gemara says, what kind of comparison is this in the second side? See, that's where it gets tricky, but it's not difficult. I want you to have it. Please get it. There's a chiyuv hashava by both, but only in one scenario of what? Of Aveda. By Gezel, there always is. The Gemara says, there's no comparison. Throw it out. The first side is saying, they're always comparable. Because the only problem why Yeush doesn't work by Aveda in the case where I picked it up before Yeush, because it's Yeush Bershus, which is never a problem by what? By Gezel. So therefore they're twins. You can compare the two. It's exactly what the Gemara is struggling about in this suffix. To what degree conceptually do you treat Aveda like Gezel? First side says they're beautiful to say. Well, that's highlighting the Rabban's approach. Yeush Bershusi. Because that's a unique problem only to what? Hashava Saveda, and does not draw from the comparison, the equation between the two. The second side we're highlighting is Tosfos, that there's a chiyuv hashava. If there's a chiyuv hashava, that applies to Gezel all the time, and it applies only to one case of what? Aveda. So how do you compare the two? You follow what I'm saying? Saying we're being told of the suffix of the Gemara based on the theory of the Ramban is the first side, Tosfos is the second side. That's what the Gemara is driving at here. That's what the Gemara is pilfering with here. Okay? That's what the Gemara is pilfering with here. And that is exactly, we developed how Yeush is different than Hefner. Which Tosfos points out on the bottom, which we'll have to see tomorrow, and that big Tosfos as well. I just want to close with one more svara, just very quickly. You know what another svara you could say? Why Yeush what? Works in one case and not in another? Why? Why would Yeush work by Aveda and not by Gezel? What's the pshat in the Gemara which says, Shiny Gzela, the Bisura Asal Yadeh? Why would you say that? Maybe Yeush only works by Yeush to Memela. But Yeush should not work by the guy who caused the what? The guy who caused the Yeush? If you caused the Yeush, how else could it work? By Gzela, you stole it. You were the one who caused the violence to be Miyayish. Maybe in that case it shouldn't work at all. That's the second side of the Gemara. Maybe you said the Yeush doesn't work in that Torah. Remember, the first side is that it works me not Tyra. The equation is there between Zayl and Aveda. Second side is the Yeush only works me not Rabbanim. The equation is not there. So we're adding on another story. You know why it would not work me not Tyra? Why would it not work me not Tyra by Gezel? Why not? Because you caused it. And there's no way it could work me not Tyra. By Aveda, it no one caused it. He lost it himself. So why shouldn't Yeush work me not Tyra? But there's no way it's going to work if you yourself caused it. We got it? Okay, work on this good. Tomorrow we got to do the other choice about a Hashem. So they did a Zutul Shoyan. Keep it up. Please, Chazan. You have questions, you ask me. Okay, we got Baha'u'llah, Rishagesh, too. Okay. Oh.